It's episode 107, and we've got plugins for Twitter widgets, comment subscription, news tickers, slide presentations, mobile content variations, and a great new way to give alerts to your site viewers. All coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Glad to be with you here on another Friday.
And I hope everyone's here to enjoy the show. So right off the top, take it away, Marcus.
Well, we're supported by CMS Commander, and it's really something that John and I use highly. It allows you to manage multiple sites with one-click updates. We're talking all your plugins getting updated with one click, all of the core files getting updated when upgrades come about. It also does something pretty cool that I use for a lot of my client sites. It allows you to take one plugin and install it to all your sites or just groups of sites with just one click and activate it. So we highly recommend it. John and I both use it, and they are a big, big supporter of our show. Check it out, wppluginsa.com/cmscommand.
Alright, and don't forget, you can get all the show notes at the website, wppluginsa.com, and that's where I put everything up, and you can download the show there, or just go find all the links necessary that we talk about here.
Definitely. So, you can find our show, besides where you just found it, on Stitcher Radio. You can also, there's all kinds of different listen now options. You can hear it right on our website as well. Also in iTunes. And if you happen to be listening on iTunes or download the show via iTunes, we would appreciate a review. It does help in the rankings, and it does help to bring more listeners to this WordPress community.
Excellent. And now, for our favorite part, a little bit of self-promotion for us, you know, talk about our businesses, and instead of talking anymore, I'm just going to let this little commercial do it.
Is your WordPress website giving you trouble? Have you received the white screen of death? Have you received notification from Google or other search engines that you've been hacked or compromised in some way? Then let John Overall help you out. You can visit him at wppro.ca/emergency for quick tips and information to get you back online in a flash. Or if a more in-depth support is needed, then send John an email at john@wppro.ca or pick up the phone and call 818-850-7729. He'll answer the call and help get you back up and running in no time.
Who was that guy talking about, John Overall?
Yeah. That's a strange one to do. Do something, talk about yourself in the third person.
Right. Well, my thing is, I've got consultation calls. You can go to marcuscouch.com/call if you need help with WordPress, podcasting, SEO, or just general internet marketing help. I'm using clarity.fm as a platform. Easy way to schedule and pay for a consulting call. marcuscouch.com/call.
All right. So what else we got? Just a couple of other little things. Don't forget, you can also join me on my other podcast at wpmedic.ca, where I discuss in depth how to help your ailing WordPress website, giving you tips and tricks. And I also have lots of interviews from experts all over the globe coming in and talking to me and giving their tips and advice on what they do with their WordPress websites and how ways you can improve yours. So you can find that on the website, wpmedic.ca.
Yeah, I enjoyed the show so far. John, why don't you just kind of just take a minute, give a rundown of some of the topics that you've talked about.
Actually, I'd have to go look back into that things. Well, they're all in the notes. So basically, I've gone through and I've talked about ways to improve your security, ways to deal with your file system in WordPress, file system organization. I've had experts in there talking about different plugins that should be used in WordPress, an essential set of plugins. So it's a little bit of everything, and it varies from week to week, but it is goes in depth, and as I can expand upon a topic, I will. So,
awesome. Well, I look forward to you keeping up that one for sure.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's being received quite nicely by the folks out there. And also one other little piece, I mentioned it in the last show, you heard me talk about it, is this new program for converting your Word, your Joomla or Drupal website to the latest WordPress platform. It's called CMS to CMS, and it's currently in beta. And at this moment, I haven't found a candidate to do a conversion, because I've converted all my clients long ago to WordPress. But if you're looking to convert, give me a call, talk to me, visit me on the website, and you can get some free work out of me. That's the bonus. I'll do it. I'm going to do it for free because I need the experience to see if this program is worthwhile.
Yeah, I'd like to check that out too. I have a client with a Joomla front end and WordPress back end with the blog.
Yeah, I've done
Why does WordPress always have to be the back end?
Well, it's changing. It's changing.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. And this week, we actually have a little bit of listener feedback. We have a question from Eric. So we'll just let Eric take it away.
John and Marcus. Hey guys, first off, big fan, love the podcast. Thank you so much for doing this. On a personal note, John, just wanted to thank you for your help the other day on my personal blog, ericdingler.com. I was having that trouble with the comment system, and your suggestion cleared it right up, so I thank you very much for that. So the reason I'm calling, I'm looking for actually two plugins. I hope that's okay. I'm going to throw you guys two needs here that we've got. I run a summer camp and year-round retreat and conference center, and we are building a new WordPress site for the camp. What we're looking for first is we have several events throughout the year, and we're looking for a way to organize them on the site. We already have a very in-depth and solid registration system that people use to actually register for events and pay and stuff like that, but it doesn't promote events, it just registers events. So I'm looking for a way to display upcoming events on the blog without having to build a new page for every single one, and then be able to have them, the you know, upcoming event post for so long or appear for so long and then disappear. So that's the first one I'm looking for. The second thing I'm looking for is I am looking for a plugin that gives me a very customizable footer. So I can put some navigation menus on it, some social plugins, address, phone number, that kind of stuff. So a real customizable footer would be fantastic. So those are the two things I'm looking for. Hey guys, thank you so much. I look forward to listening to the podcast for a long time to come. Thanks a lot.
Well, thanks a lot, Eric. I greatly appreciate that, and I'm glad the suggestions I had for you helped sort out your site and got you back up and on the road. As for your plugins, I actually do have a couple that might work. I haven't had a chance to test them yet because I actually just ran across them, and they're from wpmudev.org. And they are premium plugins, and it's a premium site, but they have a couple of them. One of them, you're looking for something for the footer. It's they've got a couple three plugins that would probably do what you need there for dealing with the footer. And as far as the events, they have a nice looking events calendar in here that I'm about to test out on a website, and it looks like it might solve your problem. So that's one place to go check it out. I'll leave a link in the show notes to go off to WPMU Dev, and you can check it out there.
Yeah, as far as expiration goes and automatic expiration, it almost seems to me like you'd want to make this sort of advertising based or something like that, where you have specific wait until a specific amount of time. There's certain conditional widgets that you can do and time-based widgets that you can schedule through advertising plugins that will definitely do that kind of stuff. But, you know, I've always found any kind of event deserves its own page, right? So you can get direct linking to it. So your choice on that one, but those are some plugins that may help you out.
All right. Well, that's pretty much all I've got. Anything else in your camp there?
No. Time to rock and roll, man.
Time to move it into the fun stuff, then. All right. Well, this week I bring to the table some plugins, and I'm going to pick up where I left off last week. Last week I brought to the table a bottom-of-the-line plugin and a One Dragon, but that was for a Twitter widget. This week I've got the one that we found and we're using on a couple of websites to replace the Twitter widgets they have. It's called My Twitter Widget, and it's a really decent plugin. And I found that it worked perfectly. It sets up very nicely. It also gives you the ability to set up a cache time, so it will hold the latest tweet for X amount of time and then dump it, so that if you're streaming through loads of tweets, it doesn't pour through them real fast. It gives them time to hang around for a bit. And it also allows you to apply your own custom CSS to the box, so you can customize it up to truly fit within your website. It's really decent, you know. It's a nice middle-of-the-road plugin. I found it to work quite smoothly, so give it a check out. I gave it a nice rating of 3 dragons.
That's excellent. I've been looking for something exactly like this that does the custom CSS, because I've had to Frankenstein 2 different Twitter plugins into one. So this is a good one. The thing about stuff like this, and I'm going to talk to the developer on this one, I'd love to not only see this kind of thing where you put your username in and does your tweets, but maybe even lists or things like that. You know, if you had a list where you subscribed to 10 or 15 different things, and then it would give that particular information, especially since it cached it, it would kind of give you the bennies of those keywords residing on page. So that's pretty cool. I like it. It looks pretty neat. All right, so we're going to move on to mine. This one is called Slide Online. And I've been trying to look for alternatives to using third-party stuff like SlideShare and that kind of stuff. I found one called Slide Online, and it's powered by slideonline.com. And it lets you embed PDF and PowerPoints and things like that. But this plugin allowed you to really connect it in a real seamless way, unlike SlideShare. And to me, it didn't even seem like it put it in an iframe or anything like that. It seemed like it just maybe went through some back-end API, because when I looked at the page again and crawled it, some of the text from that PDF was actually within the HTML, so that was weird. So I don't know how he does it, but SEO-wise, it's pretty cool. I gave it a couple points shy of being perfect, just because it was a little clunky to get everything connected, plus you have to register at Slide Online. So I gave it a 3 out of 5, definitely worth watching. It's brand new, but it looks like, you know, this is a service that's making a push, so might as well experiment with some free stuff while they're giving you some beta time.
No kidding. Looks like it might be very useful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, the next one I have up here is, I needed a plugin for subscribing to comments now. And although I've covered this many times in the past with different plugins, this plugin here, it's called Subscribe to Comments Reloaded. And basically the reason it came up was I had another client recently say, you know, we really need to have a way for clients to subscribe to the comments. So I went back and re-researched this bit to see if there have been any improvements. There really hasn't been much changes in it. This plugin here is old, but it still does the job just fine. And what it does is it just adds a nice little checkbox right to the bottom of the comments for people who want to follow the fun. And it builds a list inside your WordPress website. So you actually get a list of the people that subscribe to the comments. So you can build a list that you can communicate with, which could add to the number of visitors or repeat visitors to your sites. And it also allows for your visitors to subscribe to a comment without actually having to comment, because there's some times where I just want to sit there and lurk, you know, kind of like the old days in the BBS. You just want to watch the fun and not actually participate. So it runs clean and smooth. It seems to fit right into the site. The site I used it on was already running a couple of dozen plugins on it. So actually the site had 83 total, but it fit in, it didn't interfere with anything, and it did the job quite nicely. So I still give this plugin a nice 4 Dragon rating. And if you need something to get people to subscribe to Comments, give this one a checkout. It's called Subscribe to Comments Reloaded.
You know, I've used this plugin, and I used it profusely on one site that had technical documents on it. And each post was a technical document, and it had the attachment to the PDF. But then people would comment on it, on the actual versions, and then they would want to subscribe to that because when there's chatter going on about a particular document, they want to know about it. So this is perfect for something like that.
Yep. Nice, excellent little plugin.
All right. So the next one I've got is very, very cool. You know, we all talk about responsive themes and things like that, where it takes your one site and all your content and squeezes it together to fit on a tablet or a mobile device. But you know what? Sometimes there are issues where displaying content on a desktop device can be totally different than what you want to display on a tablet or a mobile device to somebody. So this plugin called Mobile Content actually lets you wrap content in short codes with like desktop, and then your desktop content here with a closed short code of slash desktop, and then the same with tablet or mobile. So you can have three sets of content based on if it's a tablet, a desktop, or a mobile within one post, and you don't really even have to worry about responsive or not or anything like that. It's going to give them completely different things. So with the mobile, you can totally stress phone numbers and click to call and stuff like that, whereas, you know, desktop, you don't really worry about that kind of stuff. So I thought this was a pretty cool plugin, and there's a lot that could be done with this kind of thing, especially if you have some demanding customers out there who are, you know, looking for separate content based on platforms. So this one wasn't totally perfect, but I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Nice. That looks like it could be very nice for custom messages for people on the different devices. Like, hey, I see you're visiting from my from a tablet. Why don't you pop on over to iTunes and download our app?
Yeah, there you go. Same with that. Yeah, same with mobile.
Yeah.
Mobile, you could also embed, hey, text, you know, XYZ to this number right now, and we'll send you a 20% off coupon.
Yeah.
Whereas in the desktop version, you wouldn't want to do that, or probably even the tablet. So it gives you a lot of different choices. And, you know, this is the kind of technology that you designers out there and you developers can start using in your arsenal again, that, you know, this gives you a leg up on what anybody else can do. This is pretty cool, just even from a sentence-to-sentence structure. So nice. Check it out.
Okay. Now, the final one I have this week is I had a client where we had to remove a couple of plugins because they were conflicting with the events calendar that was being installed. And the events calendar was the main item for the website. So we had to yank out a news ticker plugin in there, and so she wanted it back in there, so we actually had to go find a new news ticker plugin that would work and not conflict with the stuff that was in there already. And so we went digging around, and it seems since the last time I went hunting for news ticker plugins, they've improved dramatically, which is quite nice to see. And the one I discovered here is an older one, but it's still quite nice. And it's called News Ticker, and it loads up, and it displays the news in a scrolling bar, and it didn't conflict with the main event calendar. And what it does, it allows you to show your news from any specific category, or you can have it show from all the categories. You can have it show the most recent or the most popular feeds, depending on stats that are in there. It can show the most commented posts, or you can limit it to specific posts. You can also have it display the featured image dates and excerpts. You can determine a number of posts to show, the excerpt length. You can also have it show the images or not show the featured images. It'll scroll left to right, top to bottom, right to left, bottom to top. It's kind of nice that you can have it scroll in any direction. And you determine the scroll speed and everything else. So this had a lot of features to it. It's a very nice plugin, very nice news ticker plugin. It was smooth and ran quite nicely. So I gave it a nice 4 Dragon rating.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, I have saved the best for last, the dessert, so to speak. This is a brand spanking new plugin called WP Alert. And it is one of the easiest ways to grab the attention of your visitors. It basically allows you to take the whole editor, allows you to add images, icons, links, text, whatever way you want, and it makes kind of a pop-up over your site. And you can choose where you want it, you can choose how frequently you want it, you can choose if it only gets displayed once, sometimes somebody comes up there. Very cool way to do it, and you can almost, you can put short codes in it to do different things and put lead forms up and all that kind of stuff. So it's called WP Alert. It does a whole heck of a lot more than what I think the author originally intended, because this thing is an advertising machine if you want it to be. So it's rated 5 out of 5.
So when it pops up, does it fade back to background, or what is it? What kind of pop-up is it? Is it nice layered?
It's a layered pop-up, yeah.
Okay.
So it sticks there, and then you can even have the option to scroll with the page so it follows you.
Hmm. Nice. That's definitely one to give a check out and see how well it will work.
Yeah, it really... I was looking for a really creative way to enhance a lead form on a page rather than just throwing it in a sidebar. And this allowed me to actually put a lead form with a video that started playing in about a 320 by 240 resolution on top of it. Mm-hmm. So that they're literally staring at the lead form, you know, click here underneath to, you know, get started. So it really did the job for me. It's brand new, only downloaded, you know, a couple hundred times. So check it out. 5 out of 5, people. Come
Excellent.
On.
All right. Well, that's pretty much everything we've got for the plugins this week.
Yeah, lot coming up here. We're getting into some designing season, it seems.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There's going to be a lot of cool plugins coming from you and I know.
I've got a lot of cool plugins that'll be coming my way. I've got several projects on the go now, and I've had a couple of new contacts the last couple of weeks for new projects, or taking websites and bringing them up to date and changing out some of the stuff that's in them, which is part of the fun I really enjoy, is taking a website that's already there and saying, hey, we want it to do this. Well, let's go see what we can find. And there's almost always a way to do it. I love WordPress for that.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, and go ahead.
That's all right. It was just a thought that flittered away as you started talking.
Well, I am going to be working on some stuff actually in the next coming weeks that is sort of WordPress related, but sort of unrelated. And I'm actually developing a white paper on how local pages rank. So pages even within WordPress that are local content based. Mm-hmm. How do they rank in your city versus the city 10 miles away from you based on their rankings? And I've actually launched in the last year thousands of different city-based and content-based pages, and I've got results for them, and you'd be astounded, actually,
nice.
As to just what subtle tweaks in content and what WordPress will do, especially in the tag URLs. Pretty amazing stuff. So... that's my work for the next couple weeks, doing that and some studies about reputation monitoring and things like that. So any of you guys have any experience like that, contact me, and maybe I'll bring you along on the study, and we'll see what we can find together.
Very nice. All right, well, final reminders. Don't forget, check us out at iTunes, blueberry.com, VOA, or Stitcher Radio. And when you drop into iTunes, we would greatly appreciate a rating there. And a review, that would be greatly appreciated. Help us kill off the rest of the pod faded stuff that's there. And on Stitcher Radio, just hit that little thumbs up, send us further up into the rankings. It's been nice to watch us grow through the rankings in the last few months.
We're
getting closer and closer to breaking that top 1,000 barrier, so that's kind of nice. And that's pretty much it. Stay with us in future podcasts as we bring more special guests onto the show to share their podcast or their plugin picks with you. And that's all I've got. So you can contact me on my website, johnoverall.com. You can get WordPress emergency support, wppro.ca/emergency. Or John at wppro, send me an email there.
And you can find me at my website, MarcusCouch.com. Twitter is at MarcusCouch. And consulting calls, MarcusCouch.com/call.
All right, well, that's all we got for you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by JohnOverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.